This episode is titled International Tiff Tiff. The song International Tiff Tiff is sung by Fela as an attack on corrupt leaders and elites in our society, namely Obasanjo and corporate businessman Masud Abiola, who owned Decca, the label Fela was signed to at the time. Masud was also the head of the Nigerian branch of communication company International Telephone and Telegraph Corporation, ITT, from which the inspiration of the song title is inspired. Genius, right? My name is Gabin, and this is What Did Fela Say? ITT was one of the wealthiest companies operating in Nigeria as at the time, but was accused of being involved in controversial political situations, including being linked to have financed the coup against Salvador Allende in Chile in 1973, which eventually led to one of the worst dictatorships in the country. Hence, Fela believed that the company is corrupt and up to no good in Nigeria. Aside the obvious dislike for the company, ITT, Fela also had grievances over Decca's refusal to release his albums. He uses this opportunity to publicly humiliate the label head by referring to him as a stooge for the white men through his colonial mentality. There are different stories as to the cause of the rift between Fela and Masud Abiola. Seun Kuti, son to Fela, took to social media in 2016, saying that the rift between Fela and Abiola started after Sibiat Abiola, wife to Abiola, accused Fela and his gang of stealing her car. This led to Fela almost being executed under the military court, but for the intervention of a witness who declared Fela innocent. But Segun, aka Bashiru, who wrote the book The President Who Never Ruled, said it was a different issue that led to the rivalry. Segun claimed to have inside information as his father was lawyer to both Abiola and Fela. He said when Decca Records, owned by Abiola, signed Fela, Abiola wanted to control the message in Fela's songs as he had contracts with military. As such, it was important to find a way to stop Fela from attacking the government. Fela took offense to this move by his boss. At the end, only Fela and Abiola knows the true cause of their differences with each other. But Fela interview correlated Seun's opinion.
MQ Abiola some time ago went to report to the police on the 27th of August 1979 that I robbed his wife of her car at 5 o'clock. The police found that at that particular time, at 5 o'clock on that day, I was performing on television at about 150 miles away from where this robbery was supposed to take place. So I started on his ass. I wanted the police to charge him for false information. But the police and the government covered this whole story up. It's 3 years from now, 4 years. And then the $2.8 billion matter came and I had to give evidence of it. So I saw roguery, criminality, robbery of the nation by a particular people, the government, like Obasanjo, Abiola, Yar'Adua, all these top government people.
I would like to shift our focus from the rift between Fela, Obasanjo and Abiola and focus more on the lyric and message of the song. The song ITT was conceived from the transgression of the elite in our society, a direct blow to men in power, including our political leaders and wealthy heads of corporations and companies, who exploit the richness of our country, Nigeria. There's an undeniable link between foreign companies' use of Nigerian citizens as workers while paying pittance to that of slavery and exploitation of African people and our land. When the whites came to Africa to exploit her resources, our traditional rulers sold their people for position and wealth, rumors say even as far as using mirrors. But then again, who can blame the foreigners? Nigeria today struggles with poverty, lack of unemployment. The country can't even provide clean water nor stable lights to her people. When our leaders cannot provide jobs for the citizen, they leave us open to be exploited by foreigners. We just have to take a look at the use of foreign contractors for major projects in this country, all because the companies are willing to give percentage of proceeds from the deals. Fela exposes the looting that was and is still going on between our political leaders and their collaborators, other fellow elites in our society. He was able to bring out clearly how millions of naira in form of exaggerated contract fees were being siphoned out of Nigeria by corporations. We are yet to know the exact amount of money that has been looted over the years in this country. In General Sani Abacha regime alone, there is an estimated billions of dollars said to have been looted out of this country. Just one regime. Sometimes I wonder how we can stand and let so-called corrupt leaders take our money for their personal use or looting them around the world. The reckless spending of politicians who even have money discovered in foreign banks, our money is spent and invested overseas, like how affluent politicians cruise in Dubai, Burj Arab Hotel in Dubai per night is between $1,000 and $28,000 per night. Entry fee to Armani Club is $1,500. Yet we hear or see these leeches, court political leaders, or their families frequenting this establishment. A wise man once told me, a person who suffers or struggles for his wealth will know how to spend it wisely. But that is not the case with these people. Stolen wealth. Corrupt politicians cruise on helicopters instead of usual boat cruises in Dubai. Guests are flown from Nigeria to celebrate the wedding and birthday of their children and girlfriends. Corruption is pulling Nigeria back, while the poor masses are crying for survival. No standard of education, no job, no good water, no empowerment, and no light. Our leaders misuse our money for their private use, spending and investing in foreign countries, while the masses suffer in penury. This is sad, very sad. We have witnessed many cases of corruption where our money is laundered. Swiss court ordered the retrial of Abacha's son, Abba Abacha, on looted funds, an estimated $350 million, in secret accounts in Luxembourg and Barbados. EFCC revelation on how former Gombe State Governor Dajuma Goje and his Nasarawa State counterpart laundered about 37.23 billion naira from their states between May 2003 and May 2011. Come to think of it, what happened to the money recovered in the past, like from Sani Abacha? Nada. As Switzerland, United States, and Britain are becoming difficult for Nigeria treasury looters to hide money, other destination countries have opened up: China, India, and other countries in the Persian Gulf. A former United States ambassador to Nigeria, John Carbell, at Achebe Colloquium on Africa, noted that the Global Financial Integrity Group estimated that $854 billion left Africa as looted funds in over 50 years. He stated that the figure could rise to be as high as $1.8 trillion, with Nigeria being the highest contributor. Africa gives back to the world twice of what it takes, he said. Funny enough, after Nigeria transitioned to democratic rule in 1999, the person who Fela pointed out as being corrupt, Obasanjo, launched a campaign aimed at the repatriation of looted public funds being held in foreign banks. However, this has been hampered by local and external factors. First off, there's lack of cooperation from international countries, all part of politics. After all, who wants millions of dollars out of their country? Secondly, in our very own Nigeria, there's a lack of transparency and excessive fixation on the Abacha loot, which I believe is definitely not the only loot discovered. Finally, inadequate legal and accounting capability, as well as uncooperative attitude from accused persons who are shielded by the same system that accused them, have made getting back our looted funds a slow process. The question on every citizen's mind is, when do we start utilizing our resources without foreign influence? What happens to our recovered assets from corrupt politicians? Do we get to see this money diverted and used to improve our economy? Man, your guess is as good as mine. All I can say is, Fela spoke and it's happening. Until I come your way next time in our next episode, Authority Stealing. This is What Did Fela Say with Gabby.